Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Reginald Atitula, Chris Partee in for John Lopez, and Colin Neal on the ones and twos on this snowy day in Houston. We're wondering why John Lopez is not in. Well, he was trying to come in, and then he caught a hill that he could not traverse, and then he just decided, well, we're going back home. So in order to make sure that he is earning his paycheck for the day, on the phone line now is John Percival Lopez. Lopez, what's happening?
Hey, I'm not going anywhere, man. Trust me on that. Literally.
Yeah, that's
I'll
right.
be here.
That's right. Yeah. We appreciate you continually answering our phone calls because Figgy is not, and that makes me really questionable on if he'll make it in tomorrow. Maybe that flu is still hitting him. I don't know.
Hey, he's probably just sleeping.
He might be sleeping.
He's probably knocked out right now.
A great snow day concept. All right, Lopez, what we're doing here is that we are going to go ahead and, as I just got an update, that apparently there's going to be another change on the lineup today with the drive that I'll tell you about later.
We
want to do the midseason check-in with the Houston Rockets. And so I just want to go ahead and get your letter grade for the Rockets' first half of the season, Lopez.
Oh, letter grade? Man, I don't see how you can do anything, but I'll say A minus. I was going to say A, but I'm going to say A minus. There are still some things that might need to be tweaked a little bit. Maybe you're going to see some other things different, and they haven't exactly, played consistently all year long. No team does, but you'd like to have seen more. Yeah, I'm going to say A minus. I think about this, man. I mean, what we were expecting and what we've gotten, especially from Jalen Green and obviously Amon Thompson. I mean, maybe some of the injuries are going to hit that grade a little bit, but I got to say A minus.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the check-in. We will be calling back again soon.
Oh, that's it?
Yep. I'm just trying to keep you on your toes.
I'm on my toes. I told my wife, I said, I got to be by my phone.
That's right.
I think Figgy is playing snow tackle football, at least judging from his last
tweet.
Maybe
he lost his phone.
Oh, did he tweet? Okay, well, good. Well, that's excellent. He better not be out there too long. He's going to get pneumonia and then miss some more time on the show.
No,
I don't
kidding.
Need that happening.
Should I try calling him back again?
I think he was talking about it. But yeah, man. Hey, just out of curiosity, what are y'all's grades?
Oh, the grades on this Rockets team?
I'm gonna go B plus right now.
B plus.
Yeah, I'm gonna go B plus. I need to see that offense gets stagnant sometimes, and not a great shooting team right now. And then sometimes defensively, I think they are phenomenal. Like Ime Udoka in 2 years has just turned that team around defensively. But I always like to think there's a lot more room for improvement. So I'm gonna go B plus.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold back. I will be very permissive in this. I'm giving them a straight flat A. Like based off of what the expectation was this season, they were hoping to be a playoff team. Right now, they are solidified as a tier two team. If you're gonna consider that the Thunder, I think, are in a tier by themselves right now. They're up there, especially in the West, and I feel like that means a good amount. Like this defense has proven that it is going to hold up under a certain level of stress testing. A funny thing to say after they lost to the Pistons, but you know what I mean. Like, you've seen it.
Yeah.
And then offensively, they have found a lot more than I thought was possible with how little shooting that they have. They have a pathway. And then, I mean, it's hard to ignore Jalen Green finding his level of stride. Again, odd to say after a game where he had not the best shooting night, but he's had an extended stretch of playing at a higher level.
Yeah.
The interesting thing for me is that, sorry, I got you with I'd be looking away from things. From you thought I was looking at something important. Nope, just looking at NRG Stadium. But yeah, going back to this, Alperen Şengün's like seeming downtick in scoring and shooting around the rim has been really weird, because that's one of the big things. Is he's a great post player. He has really good post moves. He's just not finishing as good of a clip, and that's been a frustrating thing. Because for a little bit of time, if you had told me that it was like a couple of weeks, maybe a month, I'd go, "All right, it happens." Right. This has been half a season now where he has had a weird lack of touch around the rim.
Yeah.
That is a little concerning for me. He's added some, you know, some defensive play. Like, he's definitely improved his defense this season. That's one of those things where I go, huh, what is happening there? And could that be an issue? Because it feels like if you're not going to be a team that scores at a high clip you need to make sure that when you're in at the paint at those, you know, the best shot in basketball, that you're putting those down at a higher rate.
Got to capitalize on those opportunities. Yeah. All the time.
All right, that sounds fantastic. I'm going to get back to eating my Frito pie.
Frito pie, okay.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. Very good.
Enjoy that.
That's the perfect. It's the perfect snow food. You got me thinking about chili yesterday, so we made some Frito pie.
Okay, man. I would say I was going to come get it, but I don't know how I would traverse.
No, you don't want to come down this hill, man.
All right, Lopez.
All right, boys.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, John.
There he goes. That is the snowed in John Lopez. And we got a little bit. He gave us a little insight. Good for him. He gave us a little reporting into Figgy. Yeah. Figgy's out here gallivanting in the snow.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So coming into we gave the overall letter grade, and maybe letter grades is the best way to do it. Text yours in 713-572-4610. What letter grade would you give the coaching, Ime Udoka and his staff, in the first half of this Rocket season?
I'm an Ime Udoka guy. I love his culture he's brought and implemented here. So I'm gonna give him an A, like you did.
Okay.
Like you did the team, but I'll give him an A.
Yeah. The interesting part about the coaching aspect.
Or him and his staff, I should
yes,
say.
Yes. The interesting thing about the coaching aspect of this is you have some questions that I don't think are necessarily like inherently bad, but questions about how you split up minutes. It's a very difficult task. This is one of the things that had all these people around the NBA looking at this Rockets team and saying, oh, they're going to trade, they're going to consolidate, because you had a ton of guys that you wanted to try and get minutes and only a finite amount of minutes to dole out. And there was a moment in time where people were looking at, ooh, why can't Reed Shepherd get on the floor? In fact, right now he's getting, you know, RGV minutes, right, in order to – some G League minutes in order to try to keep him going and continue his development.
Yeah.
Ken Whitmore was a very interesting case there, where he had some responses in the media that was like, hey – is he happy with his circumstance?
That was like back around Christmas or something.
It was.
Yeah,
and that was right when you had some injuries where he finally got a chance to play. Now, as he's gotten more time to play, he's produced one well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Two, it seems like he has found, or maybe it found isn't the right way, but he's displayed even more so like that energy and vibe around the team, that close-knit nature that this team has. So, like, that is good, but it's like, man, that is a tough area to have to navigate. And I think for the most part, they've done that fairly well. And they've done a good job of bringing some of these guys along. They believe very heavily in Jalen Green and his ability to reach the place that he is attempting to reach. And I feel like nearing. And they've done a good job bringing him along. You've seen some of these guys who are not necessarily defensively inclined find some more defense in Alperen Şengün. I think that they've done a phenomenal job here. But I think for them, the real test is not even just the second half. But once you get to the playoffs, once you get this team to the playoffs, just how prepared are they for this? And that might be unfair to ask of just an inexperienced team. The only players on this team that have playoff experience, at least of the major rotation when everybody's healthy, are Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks. So. Yeah. That's going to be a training ground, but I'm interested to see how they handle that. But to this point, an A is, I think, the right answer.
Yeah.
Hasn't Steven Adams not been in the playoffs before?
Steven Adams has been. He absolutely has.
Definitely.
But he's been in and out with some of these injuries that they've kind of gone up and down with. At the midseason mark, it feels like this team deserves a ton of credit. Sustainability has been a question that I've been asking. Are you at a place where you're willing to just like, hey man, I'm not worried about sustainability anymore. I'm sold because you've made it through halfway through the season. Not an insignificant task.
Yeah, I think they're here for the long haul. I think there'll be, I said this, I guess going back probably to late November, early December, that I think that they can finish top four. Obviously, we know that they're top two right now. I think they're going to stay up towards the top of the Western Conference. And a lot of that goes to the culture that MA has brought to this team and has them playing guys that, like you mentioned, guys that weren't necessarily known for playing defense. You got guys playing defense now. Now, you bring in a Fred VanVleet, and then you bring in a Dylan Brooks. That obviously helps, but I always like to say that, you know, and it's true, defense is about effort. If you get guys wanting to play defense, you go a lot further.
Yeah,
a lot of guys don't want to play defense.
You can go a lot further. I always kind of, I don't know.
I'm a big defensive guy, though.
I am as well.
Just personally, I'm a big defensive guy.
Effort is absolutely necessary in energy, but I feel like sometimes we go so far in talking about effort that we forget, there's some defensive talent that comes in.
Oh, of course,
here, right?
Yeah. But when you talk about guys that aren't necessarily the most gifted defensively,
sure. Yeah.
that's where the effort comes into play.
Yeah.
You got to get them in the mindset to where they actually want to go out there and stop guys.
100%. And they have existed in that. I think the one thing about it is now, as you've kind of, you know, or earlier on, I guess I talked about the idea of, hey, they were expecting to be a playoff team. That was the goal. Yeah. Now, how do you shift or have you shifted at all your expectations of this team in the second half and towards the end of the season?
My expectation at this point is I think they can win a playoff matchup first round.
Is that a change for you? Did you think that was a possibility before?
If we're talking about coming into the season,
mm-hmm.
No. Okay. I thought, you know, at best, you know, maybe they finish top six.
And I don't think that's unfair.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe they finish top six, get to the first round, and, you know, go out in, you know, five, six games. But now I almost expect them to win in the first round. I really do.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's going to be dependent on matchups and who they match up with. We don't know who that is right now, obviously, but I almost expect them to win in the first round. Now, the second round, that's going to get a little dicey. You know, it's just going to depend on who they're going to play now. If it's going to be Memphis at number three, they've had Memphis's number this season.
They sure have.
That doesn't always mean much when you get to the postseason, though. We've seen it in the past where a team will dominate another team in the regular season and then get to the postseason, it's a different story. But, you know, if I had to pick one, obviously I'm going to go with the Rockets over Memphis right now because they obviously do have their number. We got to get there, but yeah, I expect them to win a first round.
It's funny, I'm in the same place.
I really do.
I expect them to win a first round matchup and have a solid chance at winning in the second round. Which, I mean, that feels like what we're talking about when you talk about a young team of this caliber. It's, in fact, going to Oklahoma City Thunder, but not this current iteration. You remember the iteration?
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about
James Harden, mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook. That was where they
Steven Adams.
That was
they, on that team, they, right?
Yeah, man. Those young, like, they that was the place that they made it to early on as well, making it to that Western Conference Finals, and then going and cutting their teeth in a different way. So yeah, man. It is a huge credit to the Houston Rockets team. They made it halfway through. They should continue their season.
I think so.
Into the second half of the season on Wednesday versus the Cavs. It feels like that should be able to happen.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm not speaking off of anything that has happened. There hasn't been any news or
about a cancellation or anything.
But
no.
Yeah, it's just a question that I have when you're looking outside and you see that Houston is shut down.
Yeah.
You know,
five inches of snow.
Yeah.
We'll see. In certain areas.
That's right. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk about that national championship game that happened yesterday, and we'll do it by with a man from The Ringer. He works at The Ringer. His name is Joel Anderson. We'll talk to Joel Anderson about the national championship that Ohio State won next.